Blockers in the house. We're previewing around 7 in the NRL, and you tipped the Storm.
I did.
Grubby and I with the Roosters tonight. Let's go to tomorrow night. Wind Stadium at Wollongong, the 6 o'clock game. The Dragons and the Warriors. So the Dragons are $2.80 outsiders at home, or plus 6.5 at the line with Tab. The Warriors $1.44 coming off that draw with Manly last weekend. They've got a new signing in New Brown, who I think you played a bit of footy with, haven't you, Grubby, there at the Dragons as well, and could be a late inclusion. Zach Lomax back into the centres this week, despite all the good work he's been doing there on the wing, and his Parramatta bound, of course. Jack Bird's out. That's why he's back in the centres. But the Warriors, they're the flavour of the month, aren't they? But the Dragons going okay.
First of all, Zach Lomax's performance last week, probably the best catching performance I've seen in any game by one person. He was plucking them from anywhere. Some of those catches, he was obviously on the attacking team, and the fullback was going up, and he was just jumping out of nowhere. So he was unbelievable for the Dragons. I like him. I just don't know if they can win. 6.5 start though, Mido.
Yeah, it might be the play.
But
close.
But I like the Warriors in a nail biter.
Kudos to Lomax. I mean, imagine all the pressure he's on and the amount of media hype behind, and then he goes out and he's been playing like that all season. You know what I mean? Like that's a mentally strong bloke to go out and be able to do that and just put it all out of his mind, all the media stuff and all that, and go out. I'm with you, mate. I'd put him on the wing in the Origin, just purely because of mate, his size and the way he can run the football back. But plucking all those balls out of the air, there's plenty of pressure on, you know, back threes and back fives in Origin. So, mate, he's a type of bloke that's got, you know, not only the catching, but his ability and size to run at the back end of the field. So, they've moved him back into the centres. Mate, I can't go against the Warriors. They're unbelievable. Tuaro Martin at 5'8". Haven't they got some depth? I mean,
Metcalf's a good player.
Martin's a good player too. Yeah. Well, he runs a ball. He's got a fair bit of strength about him too, and a great work rate. I think this week, I think the Warriors, although I like the Dragons, I like the way they hang in there, but I think the Warriors are the flavour of the month. And the style of football that they play, they have a go at you three sets in every set. You know, three times in every set, the way they play. And I think they'll tick over the scoreboard. I think they'll win away from home quite comfortably this week.
Yeah, Warriors for me as well. Just on Zach Lomax to Parramatta and just getting ahead of ourselves to next season. To what extent does that move the needle for the Eels getting Lomax in regards to their premiership aspirations? Not much.
I don't. Mate, obviously it'll help a little bit, but It's not the player that you'd go out in the marketplace to buy to win a premiership.
Okay.
Yeah, well,
just asking the question.
So you look at their back five: Gutho, Simonson, Pennacini, Morgan Harper would be the guy that he'll replace. And then
you play him in the centres or wing?
Wing every day. But he's not gone there to be a winger. Nah, I don't think so, Mido.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay, let's go to the 8 o'clock game tomorrow night. We're in Darwin. TIO Stadium, the Eels, a home game up against the Dolphins. And the market with Tab for this one, Para $1.42. The Dolphins are $2.90 with Tab, or plus 8.5 at the line. And they've lost Hamiso for a period, which is a big blow for the Dolphins. They've lost some plays recently. Para will fancy their chances coming off a win against the Cowboys last week.
Do you know how hot it is up there? It's 480 degrees. I think the Dolphins are a little bit more used to that sort of, you know, humidity and temperature. I think they might adapt to it a little bit better. Big loss, as you mentioned, Habersite. But I still don't think that the Eels are playing anywhere near what they should be with that roster that they've got. I think they've been pretty disappointing. So I'm going to go for the upset here. I think a lot of people go for Parramatta, but I think the Dolphins can upset them.
Ooh, I don't know about that one, Bob. Only because of the hammer. He's everything for the Dolphins.
He's their lifeline.
Sometimes you just give the ball to your best player, like under eights, and hammer, do your thing. But I do agree with you. Paras, especially, they're missing Mitch. Obviously, that's the obvious. But it's when they get on the try line block, I find their attack looks a bit clunky because you know, Dylan Brown is a 5'8". He probably just listens to Mitch, gets the points with the field, and Arcee and Dylan Brown, they look like two runners. So when they do get down there and they're trying to score some points, it's not happening for them.
So that's the thing. If you've got a long-term halfback that runs the whole game and he gets injured for a long period of time, forget about it, because the new bloke coming in, it's not his role. So it takes him a while to get their head around what they've got to do, Dylan Brown. I mean, he's still undecided whether to be... I think he's a runner, Brown.
Absolutely.
But now they put the kicking duties on him and all that sort of stuff, so I think it's a bit too much pressure on him.
On the text line, as an Eels supporter, I can say we always get thumped in Darwin. Yeah, I don't think their record is great there, actually. I have to check that out, but I'll take an Eels fan's word for it.
But think about the fat they get for going there from the council or whatever.
Sorry?
The government. The fat.
The fat.
The cabbage. The moolah.
Oh, right.
What do you think?
No, I just... Yeah, no. I was asking.
You got plenty of fat.
Yeah, you should know what the fat is. Okay, the lovely.
G-rated.
Okay, I'm going for the Eels. Are we all... Hang on. No, you
no,
went
I'm,
Dolphins.
I'm Dolphins.
Who did you say, Grubby?
I'm Eels.
Yeah, para. Yep. Gee, no confidence, though. To Carrington Park in Bathurst. Penrith Panthers, West Tigers. Market for this one. Panthers $1.17, the Tigers $5 and plus 14.5 at the line with Tab. And Jerome Luai's good to go back in the halves. Brad Schneider's still there, still no Nathan Cleary. Scott Sorensen returns as well. Big ins for the Tigers. Lockie Galvin. Can you believe their big in already is an 18-year-old
kid? He's an 18-year-old kid, yeah. They've missed him.
Big time. John Bateman as well. Samuela Fainu, Latu Fainu as well. Brent Naden's back in that side. So, they were pretty lackluster against the Dragons, weren't they? Disappointing, the Tigers, really.
You know, that's a problem. Every time the Tigers are expected to win, they just, I don't know, they melt. I don't know what happens. You know, everyone thought last week after their start to the season, apart from the first round, that they would have beat the Saints last week on their home ground, 17,000 out there at Campbelltown, and hardly a whimper.
They won this game last year.
They did, in the wet. Yeah, I remember it was monsoonal.
Yeah. Yeah, it was. It was so disappointing last week. Like, to see Campbelltown packed out like that was amazing.
Yeah.
Haven't seen that in a long, long time.
And expectation to win then.
Yeah.
They
couldn't
win.
They do. You're right, Block. They struggle with that when they're meant to win. But Lockie Galvin brings in a sense of sometimes for the Tigers, I feel the team they've got, you need a guy that's just going to play off the cuff, Block. And he's been doing that, running out of his own half, offloading, and that's how they scored, you know, a few of their tries. So he'll be a big inclusion, but I just don't think they can beat the Panthers. I just don't. I can't see it at all. So
too many points in the Panthers.
Yeah, we're tipping the Panthers here, aren't we? Oh, we've just watched the end of high drama at the Etihad in the Champions League this morning. Real Madrid threw against Manchester City in a penalty shootout. A dramatic penalty shootout there as well. But we're still going through round 7 in the NRL with Block. We're up to the 5:30 game on Fox League on Saturday. Desi's game. His Gold Coast Titans are up against Manly. And the Titans, $3.20. Manly, $1.36. The line for this one is 9.5. Gold Coast, the plus. T1 thing that was glaringly obvious. Getting AJ Brim some more ball, closer to the ball.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it just... And they've obviously kept him there in the halves. And Tanner Boyd not back in that side. He and Ford in the halves just offers so much more for the Titans, doesn't it?
And it was perfectly suited for Kieran Foran last week too. Just running the game and letting the other bloke be a runner. I'm always for mix in teams and blokes who can do different things. And I thought it was a perfect thing for the Titans last week with the halves playing like that. And Brimson just having that freedom to run the football. But geez, he's dangerous and... Break tackles and speed and all that sort of stuff. I really enjoyed the way that the Titans played last week against Canberra. Mate, it showed they got plenty of ticker. They get down in the gutter. But I just worry about recovering and trying to play that up-tempo game again the next week. That's the hard part for them. And Manly, mate, too many attacking players. I think they might put a score on the Titans this week. I don't like to say it, but I'm just a little bit worried about them backing up. Matt Lodge back in for the Manly side.
Yeah.
Lodgy back in after a long, long layoff. Alawai, the charge down. Can we quickly talk about that?
Mate, if you
charge down someone and you injure the other player or you knock them down on the ground, knock them out, whatever, you deserve to get 4 weeks, right? I'm all for protecting the players. But Alawai the last week, when he ran the charge down, he had his arms out. If you got your arms out, you're legitimately trying to charge the football down.
Didn't leave his feet either.
Did not, mate. Mm. The other bloke kicked into him.
I'm with you,
Johnson.
Bob.
You know
I'm
what I mean?
100% with
but
you.
No, my point is, if it's that bad, how do you only get 1 week for that? It's like a slap on the wrist. Like if it's deliberate, you get four, don't you?
There was no injury.
That's what I'm saying. Sean Johnson got up and kicked the goal.
Well, it just takes out that. Look, do you think when Josh was going for that charge and he thought I'm going for his leg? No way.
He had his arms out. He's charging down.
It's like the James Graham one on Bad Friday. He was in Galton. Do you remember that years ago?
Oh, yes.
And that's when they all erupted.
He pointed the half finger.
Let's take out every single compete in the game.
Yeah.
Let's let him have the field goal.
Yeah, let him kick.
Let's let him kick it.
Yeah.
And they say, oh, you know, there's malice. Is there malice in that? Well, I used to tackle like that.
Yeah.
With my arms out, but no one else did.
Yeah. Put your arms down for the charge down.
Yeah.
No, anyway, I think getting 1 week is pretty lame. 1 week. I mean, it's like, mate, we've got to give you something. We'll give you 1 week.
Oh, great. I don't even think it should have been a penalty, but anyway. Jaden Campbell out for the Titans as well. And a few outs. You mentioned Aloy, Toff Sipley, and Ben Trbojevic are out as well.
Has he done his knee again?
Yes.
Yes.
Saab's back too, boys, for Manly. That's a big inclusion after that hamstring.
Yeah, good sight on paper, aren't they, Manly?
Back five.
Strong, isn't it?
Ruben Garrick back. He had concussion protocols last week,
back.
I'm pretty sure.
He and Kohler in the centres.
How many days is a concussion now? 11.
11
is
days.
It 11 days?
Mm. So, who both tipping the Titans? Sorry, the Eagles.
Seagulls.
Bloodbath.
Okay.
You're right, Block. You had a great point. They were up last week.
They were up. See what they can do.
And
again
it's a big letdown when you lose like that.
I'm tipping the upset.
Wow.
Well, to feel
against
I'm here
Turbo.
To, I'm here to say feel. That you are an absolute lunatic.
Yep, I am.
Hello.
Mark Cooley, Orson. Come in, Orson.
And I'm Manly in several future bets for certain
you
things.
You might say that to us next week.
Yeah, well.
When they win.
Never know. Hmm. Broncos Raiders, Suncorp Stadium on Saturday evening. And this is a game that the Raiders won last year at Suncorp.
And they bashed them. Do you remember?
They did.
They did. Yeah. They went all aggressive on the Broncos on their home ground. I reckon Ricky will have the same plan. Gee, they're a different side now, the Raiders.
Savage. Good side.
Mate, they're a good side. They've got young fellas that are playing, you know, playing good, and they're playing good week in and week out. I'm a big fan of Strange.
I reckon you would be as well.
I reckon
my favourite player now.
Yeah, I reckon Savage has toughened up. Mate, you see some of the carries
tough
and that he takes now. It's so good. I really enjoyed that Chevy Stewart. It was refreshing. Seeing a young fullback getting the ball and just tucking under his arm and charging.
Taking all the yards in front of him, wasn't he?
But, you know, I remember a long time ago a couple of blokes made their debut, Ben Kennedy for Canberra Raiders, and he went absolute ape. Mate, he went absolute ape. And Tim Sheen says, son, that's one of the best debuts I've ever seen in my life, but if you play like that, you won't play in the NRL for very long because he just gave everything. So, you know, you got to learn that little bit of balance. Do you know what? It's a tough one. I'm going to go for the upset. I think the Raiders can win again away from home.
Still some big players missing, isn't there, for the Broncos? Well, Adam Reynolds. Also, Payne Haas. Pia Kura. They're hoping to have that trio back by the time they play the Roosters in round 9. They might be back for the Tigers game next week. Just on the Bronx, they're still second favourites, $4.50 to win the premiership. Should they be?
On how they've played? No. Mm. I don't think this year. No. That's second favourites of what they done last year.
Mm.
And people are just waiting for them to explode.
Yeah.
And they probably can, but I don't think they deserve that.
Round seven. Round seven. They want to get going.
I think they'll win this game, boys.
The Bronx.
But Canberra, they're just... I think that they're everyone's second favourite team. They're scrappers.
Yeah.
And they, like you said, they'll bring you down to their level. But then their outside backs, you look at their outside backs, Chevy Stewart, Schiller the Thriller, Timoko, Xavier Savage, all young.
Young.
Strange.
Kids. Timoko.
How exciting to be a Canberra supporter.
Mate, that Schiller's gone to Newcastle.
He has.
3-year deal.
Oh, he's gone.
Come from nowhere. Gone.
From next season.
Yeah.
Mm. Well, that's huge, but so take out the thriller, but still a great back five.
Mm.
I'm going to go for the Bronx here.
I'm the only one. Raiders.
And then we go to the two Sunday games. Grubby's Bulldogs up against the Newcastle Knights at a Core Stadium. And I think we're back to 2 o'clock kickoff. Yes, we are. This one on Sunday. And it is a very tight market. I don't think I gave the market out for the previous game. Brisbane $1.42, Canberra $2.90 or plus 8.5 at the line. And the Dogs $2. Newcastle are $1.80. The Dogs are plus 1.5 at the line here. I think there was a text. It was either earlier this morning or yesterday. Dogs better the round. That would be music to your ears,
mate. They showed true grit. They showed true grit last week, didn't they? The Doggies up against the Melbourne Storm. They were unlucky not to win that game. I like their style. I like the way they're playing. Viliami kick out.
Leading the Dally M with Kalen Ponga.
Mate, he's the best player in the comp. Mate, just his work rate and his chase and ability to break tackles. Mate, the week before, I think he ran in the first half, he ran for 149 metres. Unheard of. He only ran for 12 in the second half, but they didn't have a lot of ball. But in that first half, mate, he was unbelievable. I'm gonna tip the upset here. I reckon a lot of people think the Knights will win. I'm going for the Dogs. I think the Dogs, when Joshua was talking about gritty teams, they like getting down the gutter. I like them.
Just a reminder, it was 66-0 in the corresponding game last year.
What?
Yes, yeah, it was.
The Knights beat the Dogs.
66
blot. I think it just about it. It was either the first or second game of that magic run they ran on in the back end of the season.
Yep.
So surely that can't be repeated.
No, and it won't be.
State the case.
Because you know what it is. You know what's coming.
No, it's not an ambush at home when it's pretty much even market against the Knights.
Well, when the tab wants to put the Knights at $1.85, it's an ambush, all right? But speaking about Viliami blocker, you think about that left edge. And watch this week, boys. As the Knights' right edge, you're going to have some dramas because what they're doing is Birdo's given early ball to Kikau. Kikau attracts the half. You get the centre looking in at him.
Well, you've got to try and two out him, haven't
you? Well, you have to. But then if the centre wants to turn his shoulders in, you give it straight to Bronson Cherry, who's already on the outside with pure speed. The winger wants to come in on him, give it to Fox.
Yeah.
Goodbye.
Yeah. Goodbye.
It's a great left edge, and we've found our attacking footprint now. Everyone's saying we had got no points in us, this and that.
Yeah.
That's all we got to do. That's all we got to do every week, and then we'll be right. So I like the Dogs. Just to let you know, Meadow, in case you didn't know.
They're your team, the Dogs, right? Everyone knows that they need a half. Hutchinson, he's doing a fair enough job. But you need an explosive halfback who can break tackles and run and score and all that sort of stuff. Hutchinson's not that type of player. The Dogs know what they've got to do, go out in the marketplace. They need to buy another front rower, a real good front rower, and they need to buy a halfback. But they're not. There's none on the market. How do you get them? There's a couple over in England, isn't there? Is that Dodd? Is it Dodds
from St Helens?
St Helens.
Yep.
But I think he's re-signed with St Helens.
Yeah, they tied him up. Yeah.
But would you, if you were the Dogs, you need a world class front rower and a halfback, a good halfback? Would you go to England and have a look? You played over there. I mean, is there any over there?
To be honest, Block, probably only him.
I like it. Honest.
No, Dodds is the only one.
Or Wellsby, which you're not going to get.
As a halfback?
Not as a halfback.
Yeah, but he could easily play NRL. Wellsby, unbelievable.
Yeah.
Yep, but as an actual out-and-out halfback, Dodd's probably the only one Block.
You know, else I like Connor Tracy.
Yeah, good player.
He's a good player.
Gower,
isn't he?
Yes.
Can run. Good, under the white ball.
Okay, so Dogs.
Dogs.
Dogs. Yeah, I'm tipping the Dogs there as well. 4 o'clock game, Sharks Cowboys. This one at Shark Park. Cronulla $1.65. The Cowboys $2.25 plus 3.5. Gee, they've been a funny side so far this season. The Cowboys. Hard to know what to make of them, Block. But the Sharks been pretty steady.
Yeah, very hard side to beat at home. The Sharks, they're a 10-point better side at home. Got some good players, haven't they? I'll tell you, I've been impressed with young Iroh in the centres. Geez, a goer. May have a dig too, roll his sleeves up and have a go. Mulatello, I think will be the top try scorer of the year.
Mm-hmm.
He's already scored six tries in seven games or whatever. Love the way he finishes. Trindle's getting better and better. It'll be interesting to see what Grubb thinks. Trindle's getting better and better. I just think at home, and the Cowboys a little bit wishy-washy. Away game, I think the Sharks at home.
And Murray Taulagi is out with a hamstring injury as well. Sharkies?
I'm just the Sharkies.
Right, you think the Cows can...
I think it'll be a great game.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, the Cows are coming off a loss against Parra, expected to win last week. This was the 2022 prelim, boys. And remember that the Cowboys won at Shark Park in a game that the Sharkies should have won. Braden Hamlin-Ualee back for
He's
the Sharks.
Back. I He's like
big.
Him.
That's big.
Good player.
He gives a bit of brunt up front. But yeah, I just think, Block, you asked about Braden Trindle. Love him. I think him and Nico Hines really are a good combination together. You know what happens with them? You watch, boys. If Hines isn't really in the game, Trindle takes control.
Yeah.
Or if Trindle's in, they don't fight against each other. You know how some halves say, we're best mates.
Yeah, but I'm the controller.
But these two boys seem to... If Nico Hines is on the ball and dictating terms, he takes it back to his seat, he runs. There was a game, I think it was against Canberra. Trindle just ran the ball, I think scored one, set up one just off running because Nico Hines was steering the ship. So they've got a really good combination and I think they'll get the win.
Cronulla for me. Just before we go, Block, details of Keith Barnes' funeral.
On Tuesday, mate.
Yeah.
At Macquarie. Yep. Macquarie there, and mate, it's going to be a very sad day, but I hope everyone celebrates his life, and the reception is back at the cricket ground.
Yep.
So it'll be a sad day, but what a wonderful man, captain coach of the Kangaroos in 1959. Mm. So he'll be sorely missed.
Question on a text line, Block: who's the best number nine, Benny, Smith or Walters?
Oh, come on, mate. Look,
I like these ones.
No, come on.
At 2 minutes past eight.
Well, mate.
Sorry.
Well, mate.
Is that my bad? Sorry, Block.
Everyone thinks that I'm going to be a lunatic. Well, I'm going to go my man. I played for over 200 games with him. The great BE Elias.
I'm not one bit surprised he'd go for you, great mate.
Exactly.
Love it. A Block, it's great to see you, mate.
It's always a pleasure.
You can ask Loz the hard questions about his trip next week.
Oh, I can't wait. Who's he got playing in the World Cup? Jamaica?